TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Hey, welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program, brought to you by Revelation Radio Network. We're here every Monday, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, you would know that if you're listening now anyway, wouldn't you? Welcome this evening. Family, my name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this program. We've been here quite a while now. I appreciate Revelation Radio Network allowing us to come on their network and talk about today's news or activities or programs or whatever's going on in the world. Different subjects each time. And like I said, we're here every Monday, 9 to 11. Tonight, I'm going to talk about a barrage, a potpourri of subjects. I want to focus, what I talked about today in my regular broadcast, I have a Monday through Friday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I call it Watchmen for Jesus program, of course. On my website, watchmanforjesus.com. And by going there also, from 4 to 6, you can listen to me there as I cut in on the 24-hour loop that I have of other broadcasts archived. So I cut in at 4 o'clock for the live program. Also, you can get it through TalkStream Live. That's TalkStreamLive.com. And by clicking on the green bar next to my picture, you put Thomas Gambill in the search bar. And hit Thomas Gambill. And well, don't hit me. It'll come up, and then you can hit the green bar to the right of my picture. And you hit the picture, you come into my website. But that's only 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday that I'm on TalkStream Live. Now, Tuesday through Fridays, in addition to the regular broadcast 4 to 6, I have a Bible study from 7:30 to 9, Tuesday to Friday. And anyone there, you're welcome to join that as well. This week, my broadcasting, I've been focusing on the International Rights of the Child, Child Protective Service, or I should say, Child Unprotective Disservice, or whatever. One of the most evil organizations on the face of this planet, Child Protective Service. Nancy Schaefer, Senator Nancy Schaefer of Georgia, was going to nail them a couple years ago, and she had a scathing report she sent to the United Nations, or to the UN, yeah. And it outlined the corruption of Child Protective Service, the corrupt business of child protection. And it's designed, really getting down to it, it is designed to be corrupt. It's designed to steal children, literally. And that's the purpose of it. Georgia General Assembly, she sent the report up November 16th, 2007. And in my regular broadcast earlier today, 4 to 6, I played some of her on YouTube actual testimony and her report verbally on a YouTube. You can get it yourself as well. And she did write a scathing report against them and was going to nail them to the wall. But the slight problem, not really slight, because around March of 2010, on a Friday, the former Senator Nancy Schaefer and her husband were found dead in their home in Habersham County. And the Georgia Bureau investigation report, even before it was initiated, the media outlets began pronouncing their death was a murder-suicide almost quickly and shut off most public commenting, posting on their websites. And the murder-suicide so-called theory implies that Senator Schaefer's husband shot her and then killed himself, or vice versa. Something like that. And both the Habersham County and Georgia State Bureau of Investigation began investigating the case as a murder-suicide rather than the more obvious murder made to look like suicide. And people that know them believe that the murder-suicide theory is highly unlikely, for several reasons, quite a few reasons, actually. You see, it was totally against, according to friends and families and so forth, put together, it was against her, Nancy Schaefer's, consistently strong commitment to the sanctity of life and principles that she fought valiantly to uphold. She and her husband, his name was Bruce, had five children and more than a dozen grandchildren who they would not choose to leave behind so quickly or abruptly. And Bruce, her husband's problem with cancer, was corrected, under control, and there was no reason to end his life, as one senator tried to imply. Both Nancy Schaefer and Bruce Schaefer would not likely to commit such an act that violated the fundamental principles of their Christian faith. And she was very outward about her Christian faith. And the husband, Bruce, was retired. They did not be in any type of dire financial crisis that would lead them to commit such an act. And Bruce and Nancy Schaefer knew their sister had Alzheimer's, needed her to help and take care of her. And the friends who knew the couple state that Bruce, the husband, would simply not have the capability to kill his wife. You know, it's ridiculous. And Nancy was dedicated as a national leader. She was there to help needy people to overcome abuse within the child protective service organizations. She was actively exposing corruption within the Department of Family and Child Services. And that included actions by DFCS director in the county where she lived. You know, Nancy Schaefer also knew that she was needed in the fight against child sex slave trafficking. It was rampant in Atlanta, one of the highest activity rates in the country. Bruce, the husband, was highly supportive of her work for decades. He'd have little or no reason to suddenly try to kill her at such a critical juncture in her career. And you know that specifically in Georgia, former Senator Nancy Schaefer found during the last few years that in Georgia housed children in a foster home with a known pedophile who molested the children. Habersham County, they failed to remove six children from a home where they'd been abused and tortured. In Georgia, turned two girls over to a California father who had pornographic video business. And there's also reports and interviews of Nessie Schaefer you can find very easily. What I found also interesting, she was interviewed on a particular popular radio talk show host. Nessie Schaefer was interviewed on this show. But what's interesting is she was interviewed, Russo was interviewed, and Bill Cooper was interviewed by the same talk show host. And all three were murdered. Oh, I know Russo died of cancer, but they can induce cancer, no problem. And all three are bona fide true truth tellers, not the fake ones they have running around also. I found that very interesting. One particular talk show host. And in addition, she was, Senator Schaefer was in opposition to two particular bills, HB 582 and SB 304. And these two bills introduced by fellow Republicans would have resulted in increasing a child sex slave trafficking. And the bills would have made it legal for teenagers to participate in certain illicit acts. The bills also effectively removed the legal authority that police have to pick up teenagers, get them into protective custody, that they can no longer be pimped for these acts. And as president of what's called the Georgia Eagle Forum at that time, Nessie Schaefer planned to be in Alabama that weekend for an Eagle Forum convention. Instead, though, what she did was she chose to stay in Georgia that period of time. And she was going to develop new information that would have further exposed corruption in DFCS. And beyond even that, deeper. And a lot of these forum members were very close to Senator Schaefer, were aware of her very courageous efforts. And you can tell that on these videos that you hear her talking. And you know that none of them believed that either she or her husband was involved in any type of suicide whatsoever. More into it, it's kind of ironic that the Atlanta Journal-Constitution chose to quote State Senator Don Thomas in their March 26 article about Senator Schaefer's death. The AJC, they call it, portrayed him as a friend and of the couple, and even though he lived on the other side of the state from the Schaefer family, and he was diametrically opposed to many of their core beliefs. Senator Thomas, chairman of Health and Human Services Committee, he propagated and expanded the murder-suicide theory without any first-hand knowledge or evidence. It's very disturbing when you look at it. Well, when you consider it is his committee that should have been helping to clean up the corruption at DFCS. And you know what activists that supported Senator Schaefer? They explained that he constantly advocated increased power and authority for the DFCS. And the evidence was abounding. It showed the organization was misusing that authority. So with Nessie Schaefer removed from the scene, the question now comes up, or then came up, as to how best to continue her legacy. Unless they were corrupted, don't you think she might want conservatives and progressives and libertarians and constitutionalists, as well as grassroots Democrats and Republicans throughout Georgia, to actually the United States, to unite and work to rectify the corruption and DFCS, and then eliminate child sex slave trafficking in Georgia? You'd think they would. But then again, if that corruption is maintained all the way up to Congress, CIA, FBI, at the highest level that are into Satanism, which they are, and that's a fact. That's some of the purposes of war. I've got on my Facebook, Watchman for Jesus Facebook, a report from a soldier returning back from Iraq talking about how Satanism is practiced by some of the highest level commanders of the Army, Marine Corps, Navy, but primarily in his military unit, colonels, majors, higher level, involved in Satanist worship. But down to it, that's really the bottom line, is the satanic worship and sacrifice of human beings. Sex to involve the invoking of demonic activity. The royal secret of Freemasonry, that involves sodomy of young boy or girl children, that invokes a demonic realm. Just get right down to it. Not beating around the bush. This is practiced at the Pentagon at the highest level of security. This is how they get their super soldiers in automatic riding and remote viewing, and is by demonic influence. They have projects, literally, that are classified, the way I understand it, the Russians do too, of invoking and using the demonic realm. Now, I really cut some corners on that one without going into a whole lot of detail. And it's not because of I don't want to go in detail. It's just that I'm just moving right along here. The royal secret of the Freemasons, that's what it involves. And only the 33rd degree, only a third of the 33rd degree are aware of the royal secret that they have. That's what it involves. That's why children are used. To invoke the demonic realm. That's the bottom line. 26 suicides per day of our U.S. military personnel is also to cut down the numbers of those that come back and talk about this. When they come back to talk about it, they're considered to be on post-traumatic stress and crazy. They put them on drugs. The drugs, just like the children get the ADHD and they give them psychotropic drugs, it renders them virtually null and void. That's what it's for. Anything unnatural in the body increases the possibilities of being possessed. To get right down to it. I'm telling you some heavy things tonight. Of what's really going on in the background. I'm going to give you some details as we go along here for the next 2 hours. And we'll cover some news. And explained how it fits in the overall scheme of things. Today was 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, was part one of my report for the week. And that's what I'll be talking about most of the week. This is about Child Protective Service and how they're involving destroying the families and how it all meshes together. I think the people want to know this. Because the next step that they're working on is child euthanasia. That will allow your children under the age of 18 to commit euthanasia, suicide, if they want to, and you can't stop them or you're going to jail. That is the Child Euthanasia Act, and you better look at Oregon. Because they're setting up the model for it. And that's another fact. And they're copying, modeling it after Belgium. Belgium's already done it. So Oregon, and they have a lot of witchcraft going on in Oregon. A lot of ritual. All kinds of carrying on to facilitate this agenda to expand itself. As soon as Oregon gets it all set up and passed out, passed on, whatever, then many other states will take it on. That's how they do it. Somebody will challenge it. Then the federal government step in. override the states, plural, and make it federal mandated. But they got to get the public to accept it first. So that's going to take a little work. They've already got it started. Oregon's already going to do it. They're going to use the disabilities horse, if you will. Or they're better dead if they're disabled. It's better they kill themselves, not be tortured by being disabled. That's the kind of thought process that they're going to use. And it also applies to your grandmother and your grandfather. Older folks, health care bill will authorize it. Y'all better wake up. Because you're going to wake up and realize you're in it and there's nothing you can do about it. Because remember, you're going to get old too. Remember, you're going to have children also, no matter who you are out there. Don't make a lick of difference. And you senators out there and four-star generals and so-called scientists, legislators, you think you're immune to this? Uh-uh. You're going to be targeted too. They just haven't told you that yet. It's just placating you. Until they have total control, then they're going to take you out. That's in their planning process. This is documented. This is not speculation. This is what they're going to do. It's listed, talked about in the protocols. I tell you what, man. Those people on their side, you better have thinking twice about it. If they can do this to people, you think they're not going to do it to you? You got another thing coming, brother. Because they are absolutely going to. Snakes tend to bite themselves. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And then we're going to get to jumping on it here. I sometimes get a little warmed up. Tomorrow will be part three. And really part two today is self-contained. Part one gives you some kind of background as to today 4 to 6 in my previous broadcast. But tonight's also self-contained. And I put my archives up. It's already up now, the first one I did. And it'll be up tonight for this one. So, let's get started. You thought I got started, didn't you? No, I ain't got started yet. Lord, we thank you tonight. We come together in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we come before you, Lord. We ask you tonight that you give us discernment and wisdom that, Father, we can follow through your direction to connect the dots and, Father, to learn what's going on and be able to spread that word. That, Father, with your help, your Holy Spirit, the power, and Father, we're able to delay these actions or help others to understand or lead others to Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that you'll have an outpouring of the Spirit. They'll keep us straight. They'll keep us convicted when we fall away. But give us that wisdom, discernment we can see through the events that's taking place today. We pray for our veterans, Father, that's being targeted to silence those voices in their head that's caused by technology. Father, to set up divine appointments to lead them away from the thoughts of suicide. Lord, we call upon you for this. Lord, we need help down here for that, Father, because there's so much going on about these orchestrated deaths. Father, we pray for children that's being abducted, carried away from their families, that, Lord, there'll be protection for them. Or, Father, send the angels down to guide them to the right place to help them through the fear and to comfort the families that's missing their children. To take away the sacrifices of the Wicca. And Father, to reveal those that's working with these Wicca and working with these fallen angels. And Father, to close down those portals. Lord, if it be your will. And Father, we know those end times are coming. And to give us that discernment and wisdom to see the end times as we as watchmen can be able to tell others and sound the alarm. We pray, Father, for an anointing to happen at the churches to bring those men of God out that's going to preach the true gospel as contained in the King James Bible about the truth about Jesus Christ and being born again. And, Father, too, we pray about our brethren, that, Father, the healing we've prayed for in the past bringing families together. And Lord, to use tragedies to lead others to Jesus. Until that time, Father, that Jerusalem is a place of His. This we pray in the name of Your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, and Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now, to get kind of warmed up here, family, I want to go through some articles, some events that they're setting up here, and these are heavy. And people are not seeing what's really behind them. I had said many times, this past 2-3 weeks, I think it is, see, the only way they're going to get rid of millions of people, family, is by a pandemic, especially a designed disease of some sort. War, nuclear war, is used as a threat to scare people, and it goes back to 1950s, actually. Remember that? Some of you won't. Shoot, I don't either. In 1950s to 1952 time frame was the nuclear scare, and they were practicing jumping on the desks and all that as children and wearing masks and all this stuff. So it's all fear, all about fear. But, you know, using a nuclear bomb or using a dirty bomb or whatever, it's going to isolate that area for a while. At least so the scientists say. But the way to kill off a population, not destroy the resources, is by disease, specifically designed diseases. The way that you get a population to mass panic and get their flu shots, disease shots, whatever it is to have a fabricated pandemic or localized pandemic somewhere and then report it widely. Cause fear. Everybody's going to run to the next medical station and get their shots. So, I'll live, whatever. But family, history has shown us the shots are what's caused the pandemic. That was going to happen in year 2009 when a false claim was made by the Obama administration that 1,000 had died from the flu. Well, there's a lot planned at 2009. They're going to offer the shot right quick, and that was going to start the pandemic. Not stop it. But first they had to create fear. It's called the dialectic. They were going to do that. So they lied about 1,000 people died of the flu. Well, the articles are out. You can find it if you go on the internet right now. You can pull up the articles, 2009. So they hope people forget these things. And a lot of people do. Well, we're coming to that time again. The idea, long time ago, 600, 700 years ago, was to make the North American continent a diverse, cultural diverse continent, to combine all the races in one race. Now, this is documented. I'm not telling you something that's making up. And that was to be the purpose of the North American continent, America specifically, to make it a diverse culture, kill off all the other Chinese, whites, blacks, Hispanics, to kill them off, and keep the hybrid race together. Now, I've got this document. You understand this? This is, matter of fact, actually, now I'm talking about it, I got a quote from the director of the World Health Organization back in 1948. I got a direct quote from that boy that confirms this. So I'm not making this up. Part of their plan, according to Red Fog of America, William G. Carr, 1955, Red Fog of America, page 223, first edition. brought Chris on. The World Health Organization director, back in 48 to 53, in context, he was talking and said that once they have achieved their Illuminati King Dispa the universe, that they have the world leader. Oh, it got it right there. Quote, after the nations have been merged into an international state, the directors then intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, King Despot of the universe. That's your Antichrist. All right. Continuing, quote, the agentur of the Illuminati will next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. This experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. Dr. Brock Chisholm, C-H-I-S-H-O-L-M, has advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. See, now they want to exacerbate, promote division by having the races fight each other and be be an unrest at each other. So then you'll want to come together. It's called chaos or order out of chaos. So they create chaos to bring order. That's how they do it. So then when you have racial characteristics mixed with one culture, there's no racial characteristics anymore. Family, this goes back to Nimrod, when God divided the races so man could not get together and plot against him. This goes back thousands of years. This is a supernatural agenda. What's that got to do with the children? Okay. They're going to use the immigration, and have been, since the year 1425 to 1492 is when it began, of bringing the races in generation by generation, and using them for conflict as well. However, now they've achieved that. Now is the time to start shaving away the other races. So, I even have a quote from FDR confirming his assistance in infesting America with all the aliens possible. Unquote. That's what he was going to do. March 4th, 1939, he's quoted as saying that. So all the presidents have been a part of this. All right, now, this immigration disease, they need a fall guy. They need an excuse, a reason, a justification, plausible deniability. You got it? And that is taking those children, the disease-carrying immigrants, they call them, in large U.S. cities, a perfect storm for pandemic disease outbreak. I warned about this 3-4 weeks ago, that they're going to use the effort that, you know, Obama's taking right now. I mean, all the presidents have been involved in this. Not one of them has been good. All of them are part of this agenda. Is they're bringing immigrant children in the United States and then taking them back. I had said, what was it, a week ago or 2 weeks ago? I forgot exactly when it was I said this, but that they were going to vaccinate these kids we're bringing in from Mexico here. But the vaccination would take the disease back with them to Mexico. And then for folks living here, them coming here would say, well, the disease that's getting ready to start was caused by them coming in. So this way they start to depopulation in both the United States and both Mexico using the same justification, same excuse. Well, in fact, article came out Sunday, June 29th, 2014. The title of the article, Unloading Disease-Carrying Immigrants in Large U.S. Cities, a Perfect Storm for Pandemic Disease Outbreak. That's the excuse. The real reason will be when they vaccinate them, That's giving them the disease. See, they want depopulation. Brzezinski, Zbigniew Brzezinski, said in one meeting, one of the most evil men in the world, Zbigniew Brzezinski, national security advisor to Lord knows how many presidents in our history, since Carter, said at one, because the people are politically awakened, at one time, before they're politically awakened, it was easier to control a million people than to kill a million people. But in a meeting, he was quoted as saying, and I have it with me, but I'm not going to play it right now. I played it before. You can find it yourselves as well. He says it's more infinitely easier to kill a million people now than it is to control a million people. It's easier to kill than to control a million people because people are politically awakened. So it's easier to kill them now. And that's a quote. So, in these articles, in one particular one, I think it's Mike Adams, Health Ranger, he works, he's a controlled opposition, but he's got good information, but you just got to take it with a grain of salt. Says the article, says the federal government's policies of allowing the mass migration of infectious disease-carrying people in the United States while transporting them to America's largest cities is a perfect blueprint for seeding a deadly pandemic. You see, now part of this is identifying what the government is worthless. This is what they want you to know, so that when they bring a world government, the UN government, that's got to be better. But that's the lie they're going to tell you. It's called the dialectic. So they're setting up the plausible deniability. So they report right now. Quote, over 30,000 illegal immigrants are flooding into Texas each month. About 1,000 a day. Now, family, this is being set up by their unions in Mexico. You see, the Chinese have military bases in Mexico. They have, since Carter left a vacuum in the Panama Canal, by design, so the Chinese could move into Panama Canal, take over, fill the vacuum of jobs in Panama Canal since we pulled out, and then move on into Mexico to build the bases. Then from the bases in Mexico and the base, Long Beach Naval Base, was given to them by Clinton in 1993 time frame. Oh, yeah, Costco. China was able to invade the United States without firing a shot, and they all know this. Look up China Gate. Clinton's part of this treason, as most of the leaders up there are. They know exactly what they're doing. Hillary worked a deal out as part of the loan, our national debt. China was given territory called foreign trade zones, which are sovereign Chinese territory. 288 nationwide, where they have industrial parks. See, your Ron Pauls and all these guys aren't talking about it because they're part of this agenda. They work for it. They pretend to be patriots, and they're absolutely not. Boykin, Rick Joyner, all of them, they're not patriots at all. They work for Knights of Malta, Fabian Society, what have you. That's what's going on. So they bring in the immigrants. And they use this disease. Now, they're getting ready to pull something here soon. I don't know when or how they're going to pull it off, but get ready for it. You do not want that vaccination. But the downside of it, they're going to make it mandatory in the schools. They got that covered. Because when you go say, wait a minute, you don't want to kill my kid with a vaccination, and you leave work to go pick him up, the police are already there. Because remember, Sandy Hook, a false flag, justified putting security in all the schools. Well, putting security in all the schools was what they wanted to do anyway, and it be accepted. You don't question it anymore, do you? No. Because the security there are not to protect the kids from shooters. What they're not telling you is the security at the schools will be there to protect the schools from the parents. It's already started happening. So when they start the mass vaccinations, you can't take them out. You'll be arrested for trespassing, put on a bus, sent to a FEMA camp. This is coming. But family, all this they're doing is digging their hole deeper. The supernatural is going to win out. And that supernatural is Jesus Christ. But God's going to allow them that time to set up that decision that people have to make about having faith in God and going along with the system. This is why God uses it for those to make a decision. How much faith do you really have in God? Is going to be tested. It goes way beyond. Well, I give 10% to the church. You got my faith I got. Yeah, right. You also bring your debit card, and they provide you a way by you can swipe your card at these churches. Man, they're a bunch of crooks in most of these churches. Mega churches just made by crooks. Rock and roll music, that's all it is. That's a fact, too. But what they're talking about here, this mass migration being allowed by the administration, it goes back to FDR, but now it's picking up now with the taste of infectious diseases. See, it's got another flavor to it. So over 30,000 illegal immigrants are flooding into Texas each month, about 1,000 a day. Virtually none of these immigrants are being properly screened for infectious disease, nor vaccinated. There's your plausible deniability. So if a disease occurs in the next couple months or 6 months or next year, whatever, you already got your reason. When in reality, it'd be the government releasing the disease on the public and putting it through the vaccines. That's what Bill Gates is all about. They've all but admitted it. Some of the immigrants have already been found to carry, they say, swine flu, AIDS, influenza, scabies, lice, other diseases are made worse by highly unsanitary conditions in both which the immigrants are living during their travels. Man, they're really digging in, aren't they? Also, these immigrants quarantined in the way CDC might demand the quarantine of a U.S. school child whose parents refuse vaccinations? No. There's no quarantine in place, and there's no plan to require medical screening of these people. So people will screen for it, they'll vaccinate them, and send them back with the disease back to Mexico to start the pandemic down there. Family, you're dealing with an evil bunch of people, the governments, both Europe and America and Mexico and Canada. They're all in on it. It's called the Illuminati. It's called world government. And these are facts, I'm telling you. These are not speculation or conspiracy theory. Well, as a matter of fact, in 1921 and 1925, I believe it was, there was an actual investigation by the Royal Commission in Canada, specifically, on the corruption of Customs and Excise Service in the Canadian government. The Canadian Customs and Excise Service had corruption within an illegal traffic and trade in 1924 to 1927. And a Mr. H.H. Stevens, member of the parliament back then for Vancouver, he was appointed the Royal Commission to investigate the Canadian Customs and Excise Service and the corruption. And this investigation, subsequent and surprisingly, they discovered evidence way beyond corruption in the Customs Service. But they discovered evidence proved that there were plans to destroy the United States and Canada as nations. Even today, or a couple years ago, well, today, current day, current time, Senator Schaefer, you know, we were back to Nancy Schaefer, was against the North American Union. Also, the North American Union is what they've got planned that Americans don't know about. At least the ones not studying the conspiracy part of it. But 90% of Americans don't have a clue that they're planning the North American Union, which would be one of the 10 kings of the end times events. 10 kings, world leaders, 10. Well, North American Union is just one of them. To combine Canada, United States, and Mexico. That's what NAFTA was all about, thanks to old Billy Bob Clinton. Some of the rest of them, it goes back to FDR. They were planning it back then, too. You know, did you know that Nixon, 1972 to 1974, I always like to use Billy Bob. Oh, Billy Bob Nixon. Yeah, that liar. Along with Reagan. Nixon had set up the United States under 10 regions, United Nations occupied regions, plans, Executive Order 11647. And the following year in 73, like really 6 months later actually, Executive Order 11731 destroyed the United States as you know it. Divided us up into 10 regions, 5 states each. One UN administrator per region, and one governor per region. That'd be 10 governors and 10 UN administrators. In preparation for his planned military coup that failed in 1973-74. They were actually going to kill Spiro Agnew, a unit from LAPD, that Freemasons, sergeants and above. You have a super-secret domestic and terrorist unit that actually work for the CIA on the side for assassinations, intimidations, murder of all kinds, whatever they want. Every major police department has one. Oh, yeah. Look up Glasshouse Tapes. Glasshouse Tapes, Louis Tackwood. Louis, T-A-C-T-W-O-O-D, 1973. He was a member of one of these units. And they were going to murder Spiro Agnew at a Republican convention in 1972. And then during the melee on the campaign floor, distraction, and then murder of Spiro Agnew by unit by a sniper from LAPD would have occurred. Explosion several days after, and Nixon was going to declare martial law. He was working with General Cushman, Joint Chief of Staff, General Cushman of the Marine Corps, to then justify bringing 10,000 Marines to surround D.C. And you know that Schlesinger, DOD, had heard about these plans, extra-constitutional activity, and he'd actually investigated how quickly he could move the 82nd Airborne to counterbalance the Marines should Nixon pull this off. You see how corrupt the government really is? Well, here's the tricky part. Now they want you to know that they're corrupt. You see, they want you to know it. So then when they bring in the North American Union and UN administration, you're going to want it. So if they got a corrupt government, then, gosh, the other alternative must be a good government. Well, no, that's called the dialectic. They control both sides of every war, of every conflict. They control always both sides. Family, they lose this war through Jesus Christ. But we're going to go through it. I was asked about another author on the chat, but I'm not really. I'm not going to talk about that. I can't know somebody's heart unless I have pure evidence about judging somebody or something like that. I can't do that. So I'm not going to make a comment on the, I don't have the chat. I don't, I can't see the chat right now. I'm going to try to get on to it. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't get on the chat. I will attempt to get on here shortly, but the question that was asked about one particular person, I'm not going to make a comment on that author, because I can't really do that. So I'm going to leave that alone. So I assume the chat is operating very well. I'm not watching it right now. And for some reason, sometimes I can't even get the darn thing. I'm not sure how that works. I know how chat works, but I'm not sure why my computer won't pick it up. Sometimes it has to do with some kind of connection, I guess. Not quite sure why. I apologize if I'm not on chat right now. So anyway, that being said, I want to move on here. This is kind of difficult to talk about because it's pretty detailed what I got to speak with. Now, what they're working on, this, I'm going to go back to child euthanasia. I mean, yeah, how serious this is. I don't think people realize just how serious it is of what I'm talking about. I mean, your child can kill themselves. You know, the suicide right now is so high among children already. Cutting themselves, suicide, psychotropic drugs. And it's also been determined that this lie about ADHD, it's a fraud, it's a scam. There's no ADHD in the schools today. Kids don't have that. These psychiatrists need psychiatrists themselves. You see. And there's actually the Einsberg, the one who came up with ADHD, he himself said on his deathbed, it's a fraud, a scam. It's a scam. The ADHD. I talked about that today earlier. I'm going to talk about it in more detail tomorrow. Talk about the detail tomorrow, part three of my broadcast, 4 to 6. If you're having audio problems right now on the blog talk, you can go to my website. The audio is a little bit better, I believe. Also, understand there's only one or two people on the chat. I don't know. Oh, hello. It's like, hello, 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 hello. There. Echo, echo, echo. That's silly, I know. Family, this is, my mind cannot wrap around this. You got Child Euthanasia Act going on in Oregon. That should be stopped immediately. It shouldn't even get on the floor. It shouldn't even be entertained, but yet it's being done. So somebody up there has got some serious problems in the legislature. You'd think it'd be opposite, that it wouldn't even be entertained. But family, they're close to passing it. This is not even human. And the Child Euthanasia Act that they're going to start off with, children with disabilities, that's tired of having to deal with it, may just elect to kill themselves. Well, how about those on the Ouija board? How about those on drugs that just have lost it? On the ADHD, with the psychotropic drugs, are going to want to commit suicide. Do you see now where the implications are going? Man, I should have jaws dropping about now. They're not going to stop just with disabilities. Man, this is only just to justify it. They're going to go way, way past that. People aren't getting it. Not understanding what's really out there that's getting ready to happen. Family, this is total evil. Now, the actions of Child Protective Service that Nancy Schaefer was focusing on was a part of taking children off the buses and schools from homes, taking newborns out of hospitals, placing them in foster care, and abused in more foster care than they were in the regular homes. They get kickbacks from the state for foster care abduction. That was a Freudian slip, wasn't it? Maybe not a slip. They medicate the kids without parental consent. They're protecting the wrong people. She reports about a Child Protective Service workers telling lies, committing fraud. They target families with specific type of children. Those specific type of children, they go to CIA for use from child up. Assassins, human incubators, organs. CIA is total evil at the highest level. The CIA is split. Those that really kind of do the job kind of thing, and those on the other side of it that are not. They target poor families who they actually cannot defend legally themselves. They just lose because they don't have the money for a lawyer. States that put children on the internet, choose one you won't. Blonde haired, blue eyed, what do you want? Trying to help the child out but won't let the children go. They had three fathers that committed suicide because they couldn't see their children. They charged fathers child support unjustly and no visitation rights. All this is part of an agenda to use the children to link up to the demonic realm. Let's just get right down to it. And what she was doing was having legislation signed to stop the North American Union. She knew about it. When they finally take over the United States, China will take the northwestern part of America. Mexico will take the southwestern part of America. Canada will take the northeastern part. And the United Nations will take the original 13 states that they've owned since 1859. Oh, yeah. China already has sovereign Chinese territory in 288 places in America. As collateral for the loan after 1999. 370-year bank cycles, 1789, 1859, 1929, and 1999 was supposed to be a New World Order. Yep, didn't make it. So they had to have some kind of stimulus plan, settle the debt, so they gave up property to China. China bought it out. China is against the New World Order on one side, but they're the evil on the other side. You got two monsters fighting each other for control of the world. And China has made deals with our government. Except what they don't know is the Holy Roman Empire that's going to be revived is going to wipe China off the face of the earth with disease. Russia, too. They don't know that yet. The New World Order will be the revival of the Holy Roman Empire. China's not going to be a part of it. I don't know if anybody caught that or not, but that's a little snippet I just gave you. Activities that got Ms. Schaefer, Senator Schaefer, in trouble was investigating a pedophile ring and child trafficking, threatened with loss of job. She lost her job. She believed in dissolving the Child Protective Service, and it should be dissolved. She uncovered $40 billion in judge coffers. Your judges are going to be Freemasons or Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Secret Society members, paid on the table. She ordered security, hotel room at both entrances. They had threats to their lives. Said her husband had cancer, but it didn't. He was fixed. She said that they got bonuses for adoptions, $4,000 to $6,000 per adoption. They had a baseline number of expected adoptions for each state. Anybody above that number got more money. Kind of like recruiting in a way. Is incentive for Child Protective Service to kidnap the kids, increase the number of children. That's what CPS really does. She had the strength, she had the wherewithal to go after them. And she had God behind her. Family, that new world order will take place, but it will be for a short time. They think long term, it will not be long term. They think easy going, it will not be easy going. When God's judgment comes upon them, then they're going to know that they're in it. It's not going to be to their favor. But family, we've got a lot to go through before then, and it happens. Get close with Jesus Christ. That is the bottom line. I tell you all these things not to continue to cause fear, but to show you the fear and then say, well, and let you know that it's mitigated by Jesus Christ coming back. He's in control. And that's the bottom line. God will remember that. Got to remember that. Now, as long as they push you and cause fear, then you've lost your faith. Don't lose your faith. Because that's what they're trying to do. I bring these things up the same way I guess they do. But what I'm telling you is that these things are supposed to happen. They're going to happen. It's to separate the wheat and the tares. And once this is done, that tribulation is going to start. But a lot of your preachers out there, churches, are being misleading. They're trying to convince people that the tribulations are already over. And what they're doing, I have to finish this up here with this part of it, since I've started, is there's coming what's called a fake Jesus, Sananda Emmanuel. He's the one named Yeshua, Yahweh, or Yahuwah, whatever, these kind of names. You will find it, if you look at it right now, you'll find it to be true. This is why they're trying to get people across the board in every country to call Jesus Yeshua. Yeshua. Because as preparation, the one named Sananda Emmanuel, the fallen angel, the false prophet, the real false prophet of the Bible, is calling himself Yeshua. And that's very sneaky how they're doing it. Everything else is a distractor. It's taking control of people. Control of people by the world government. You got. You can look up right now on your own what's called the 21 Goals of the Illuminati, how they're going to control people. I talked earlier today about a plan that they revealed in 1969. See, they got to tell. Oh, by the way, they got to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. So they got you believing a conspiracy theorist or crazy. So when we come up with their plans as they put out. You won't believe it even though you hear it. That's how they do it. Isn't that tricky? So that way they can tell you the plans and you not believe it and they're off until it happens or it's too late. And they use the Hegelian dialectic. So let's go back. That article I was talking about. About immigrants. Will be used if they want to start that pandemic. And it could start any time. I don't know when they're going to pull this off, but it's all, you know, God allows it. They're claiming now that these immigrants are quarantined. Are they quarantined in the way the CDC might demand quarantine of a U.S. school child whose parents refuse vaccinations? No, they say. They're not. And they said there's no quarantine in place. See, they're just setting it all up. And there's no plan to require medical screening of these people. Instead, these immigrants are loaded into buses and shipped to the other large U.S. cities like Phoenix, Arizona, be dumped into an open street regardless of what infectious diseases they carry. They're setting the whole stage up for y'all. You see what I mean? I know it sounded like I went from one place to the other, but I go in little rabbit trails along the way. I try to do over-explanation. But I'm going back to this thing about the kids now. Most illegal immigrant children, they say, is not being vaccinated. Boy, they're really driving this home about these kids. So I don't know when they're going to pull this off. Quote, thousands of disease-carrying undocumented immigrants being released in Arizona, California, New York, and Texas. Wow, they covered the whole area, didn't they? Southwest, west, north, and in Texas, the middle. Man, they're hitting all the bases, aren't they? Intentionally designed to accelerate an epidemic? Man, they put it all on the street, aren't they? There it is. I'm reading the article. Swine flu, AIDS, and more. Well, there's your plausible deniability for sure. Now, a lot of this, your same-sex marriage laws are being passed nationwide. The federal government's stepping in on it. Going to make it federal. Now, that's for many different reasons. Because in same-sex marriage, it goes against the Bible. It really does. It does. And being they're changing the laws of the states, then to make it federal, every time you change a law against the Bible, God steps away from that country, from those people. When I was, if I were to backslide against God and become unrighteous and just say, man, I'm going to start drinking and fighting and fornicating and everything I want to do, God's going to pull away from me. He's going to pull away and allow me to reap what I sow. Well, it's no different for a culture, for a country. As long as you got laws reflecting the Bible, people have opportunity to do the right thing. When the laws change, the people will change. They'll follow what the country's culture is dictating. Ever hear of Sodom and Gomorrah? That was their culture. Well, by changing our laws. You know, even in Oklahoma, they have a satanic statue being built alongside the Ten Commandments. They're building it. And Oklahoma is considered the beltway, the belt buckle of the Bible Belt or whatever. You start changing the laws of the land, God's going to step away. Then what happens is that gives more latitude for the New World Order globalists to pick up the pace and get these acts passed and set up the New World Order. That's what all this is about. Abortion being approved, marijuana being approved, federal mandated, vaccinations being used, child euthanasia, all these things, God's pulled away more and more. And when God pulls away, Satan fills up the vacuum. That's the trick they're using. And it's working. Now, for example, one article, remember the Boy Scouts? Boy Scouts of America. You know what's really interesting? I was a Boy Scout a long time ago. You know, the Boy Scouts was formed by the Freemasons. Yeah, about that. To pick the best of the best. That's what Eagle Scout's all about. An order of the era, higher level than Eagle Scout. To pick the best of the best, because they want to use the best of the best. those who's ambitious, want to advance themselves, your little merit badges and all that. Yeah. Well, in the Merovingian bloodline, watch this. The Merovingian, M-E-R-O-V-I-N-G-I-N, Merovingian bloodline is a bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II. It goes all the way back to Charlemagne. It goes all the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt in a bloodline, specific bloodline that are royalties. Now, the Merovingian bloodline are Illuminati, worship of Satan. Oh, she definitely does. However, they have signs and signals and symbols and coats of arms and all this sort of thing. Well, one of their symbols of many is what's called the fleur-de-lis. Y'all ever seen the New Orleans Saints helmet? That's the fleur-de-lis. The three the three weeds. it's the Boy Scout symbol. It's the you see it all over the place. You see the New Orleans Saints helmet. They still have it? Fleur de lis. That's also about circumcision. Guess what the one in the middle is? Oh, anyway. So when you do the Boy Scout hand sign, your little finger is overlapped by your thumb, and the three fingers are up, the middle finger's in the middle, of course. Index finger's on one side, and the other finger's on the right, whatever you call that darn thing. And you do the Boy Scout salute, and that's the fleur-de-lis sign. The Boy Scouts is a Masonic organization. Hint, hint. How about that? That's why they have the hand sign. And the Cub Scouts, or the two, is the sign of the V. Peace? Oh, I know your fingers are together, but that's not what it means. It means death. It's a power of five. It's a cult. And the OK sign, where your index finger and thumb is connected and the other three fingers up, what that really means is 666. They put this in your face. I'll give you some more. Show you how sneaky they are. You have Hollywood that they use to mind control a population. That's all it's for. And in this, the actors, actresses, singers, dancers are Freemasons or witchcraft all the way up. John Wayne was a Freemason. Audie Murphy was a Freemason. Roy Rogers and Dell Evans. Roy Rogers was a Freemason. Dell Evans was the Eastern Star. Now you got it? All of Hollywood. You could not get a part in the 1970s of the Star Wars trilogy, the Star Wars, the first one. John Todd confirms that he was in that group of the 333. And his testimony in the 1980s, 1970s, said that you could not get a place as an actor or actress in that Star Wars movie unless you were ordained witch or warlock. You would not get a part in that play, movie. You understand how deep this goes? All actors, all actresses have given a blood oath to Lucifer before they can become a star. Amy Grant, yeah, buddy. The rock and roll for the Christian music. That was brought in by the charismatic movement. John Todd confirms the charismatic movement was created to foment Christian rock and roll. It goes all the way up to Lady Gaga. I mean, all the way down to Abbott Costello, to the Rat Pack. Remember the Rat Pack? Sinatra? Frank Sinatra, Dean, forgot some of the names, Peter Langford and Sammy Davis Jr. All those, they were called the Rat Pack. Well, I discovered that there was a Freemasons organization called the Water Rats. Of singers, They were dancers, comedians, and singers. A specific Freemasonry organization called the Water Rats. That's why they call themselves a Rat Pack. That's what Hollywood's all about. Now, when they take pictures and they're doing their Hollywood walk, and you hear about their problems and their issues, they got pregnant, they got married, got divorced, the Academy Awards, and they're on the all this. Well, they have on their albums or their pictures certain hand signs. They all mean something. Now, all that being said, I'm going to tell you what some of them mean. When you have the butterfly tattoos, clothes, belts, butterfly on their album, butterfly on some of their pictures or whatever, other fashion accessories, places on the side of the photos show butterfly, it's proof of mind control because they refer to the MK Ultra project, the Monarch operation, the Monarch butterfly. The Monarch is an operation. Look it up. That's what that means. When you have black and white checkerboards, you see that in movies, don't you? Well, that's in the Freemasons Lodge. And that symbolizes duality and good and evil. It's a more subtle variation of the theme of a stock portrait photo showing the sides half of the star face and the shadows. It's called duality. There's good and evil, and evil and good. It's also about frequency vibration and changing your DNA. It's get detailed in the witchcraft. That's what the checkerboard floor is all about. Duality. You know the mirrors and shattered glass that are on rock and roll, on your videos, music videos, or on their album covers or whatever? The mirrors and shattered glass? Well, what that represents behind the scenes is the way the mind is shattered and mirrored during mental torture. See, the mirrored personalities represent the hidden alters who can be made to surface at will with a certain appropriate trigger imagery. General Michael Aquino, the Pentagon, founded the Temple of Set, Satan. All through the past 20, 30, 40, 50 years, I don't know how long he's been there, but a long time, of setting up the MKUltra program. So they take children, Child Protective Service, they take children, abuse them, rape, they see horrific events, they rape them, different things to cause them this problem, have been able to separate, and they have shattered personalities, different personalities to escape that torture. Now, psychologists, are able to tap in on different personalities of that one individual by trigger words. That's where they deal with the children. They have fractured personalities that are almost separate and different among one person. That's what the mirrors and shattered glasses are representative of. You have sometimes big cats, including lions, panthers and tigers. Domestic cats are usually black or white and kind of spiky rather than fluffy. You have leopard print clothing also qualifies for this. Well, the message here behind the scenes is that fierce, we'll just use the word kitty cats, is another word for it, suggests animalistic sexual impulses. That's indicative. Hidden meanings behind these photos, pictures, diagrams, album covers, and so forth. You got Hello Kitty toys that are childish version of the same idea. Well, the Urban Dictionary describes Hello Kitty as a Japanese mass casualty weapon. Doctors warn that even low-level exposure will cause a perfectly sound mind to go crack. How about the bird cages? The chains that they have on these album covers or marquees and so forth. or even in their head coverings that you see publicly. Bird cages, chains, other symbolism, is of imprisonment and represents physical, psychological bondage in a very literal way. That's what it's representative of. You've got pink, purple, rainbow colors. Well, how can those be sinister? But you see, the word, the purple, is based on vibration quality, vibrational characteristics. Purple is used to reinforce the programming. Now, the rainbow that God used to represent peace, they took the rainbow that the homosexuals use as their flag. That's the Antikorana. The Antikorana is a rainbow bridge to the overlord. You're linked to Satan. And what it also does, it links, represents the psychological splitting of the individual in different personalities. That's what it means behind the scenes. You've got another articles, commercials or video programming, doll symbolism. They really use these video clips, music videos, extensively for this. Well, the doll symbolism appears in fashion shoots to reinforce this mind-controlled nature of a model who can be posed at will. How about the Marilyn Monroe look? The darling. Well, blonde and classy, right? Well, blonde and classic is proof that a woman has been Stepforded, Stepford-wise, brainwashed, no longer has any individuality. And then finally, one last one, there's more, but one last one. Photographers and fashion designers and directors, they sometimes succumb to laziness and include a more traditional occult symbols like the pentagram, pyramids, pictures with the movie star, singer, dancer, whatever, covering up one eye, or without the eye of Horus, horned animal skulls, other familiar standards with the double fingers up, that's two in the middle down, and two fingers up, that's satanic Baphomet that you see in rock concerts. Sometimes it's just plain out, there it is. Family, this is in portrayed in front of your faces every single day. Your kids have them on their t-shirts, on the Ouija board. There you go. Shoes, models, clothing of all kinds. That's what it means. And these symbols show the demonic realm that you're in league with them. It's like gang symbols to the demonic realm. I'm telling you right now, if you look this stuff up, you'll find it to be true. Family, Jesus Christ is coming back. You can see it soon. But we got to go through that judgment. I know, rapture. Nobody knows when the rapture is going to be. Nobody knows when the feasts are going to be. Nobody has a clue. They write books about it, but they don't know. You'll know these things when they happen, and they're described in the King James Bible. It all goes back to that. But in the meantime, if they keep you in fear, always in fear, you'll lose your faith. And that's what they're trying to do, is cause you to lose your faith. Family, in the supernatural level, they'll work on your children. They'll work on your family members. They'll work on your job. They'll work on you, your weaknesses, every single day. Family, you're in a testing. You're in a boot camp for heaven. Failure is hell. It's that simple. It's not simple going through it. You are here. It is what's going on. You see. And you have to stay conscious of it every day. Now, once you become accustomed to the truth of the King James Bible, You'll start seeing the deception. It'll start coming to you. You'll see, aha. And you get stronger the more you turn away. You'll see it for what it really is. Death is not an escape. Death is, well, you're there. Judgment is coming yet. But death is no escape. Going to the boondocks and having a bug out bag and heading to some cave somewhere, all that's so silly, is not going to escape. You can have be the most Rambo of the SEALs if you want. It don't make a lick of difference whatsoever. It don't matter. You're not going to live forever anyway. They already know they got you chipped. If you don't have you chipped, they got your DNA that they can trace from a satellite. They got your DNA signature already. Family, the Holy Spirit is more powerful than they are. You trust in the Lord thy God with all your heart and soul. You're going to be tried. You're going to be tested. You're going to be tempted by the devil. This is the reality of this world. There's no escaping it. People can deny it all they want. They're not going to escape it. But in the meantime, you got these articles that even I put out on occasion here. So you see, they get people in. Now watch this, how to pull people away. Watch. So Boy Scouts, that's where I was headed before, leads thousands in New York City Pride Parade. Boy Scouts used to be a straight-laced organization, right? Well, they've worked on that to make sure it's no longer that way. Now, I'm going to talk tomorrow on my 4 to 6 broadcast about the International Rights of the Child and how they're going to use it to take your children away. If I heard someone to say that, I'd want to find out myself, but I don't know. People just run away from it. But back to Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts lead thousands in New York City Pride Parade. Okay. Ruth Bader Ginsburg sent a report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights in 1977. And one of her recommendations, 1977, was to, in order to eliminate the traditional family concept of the husband as a breadwinner, wife as homemaker, integrate all male and all female organizations, such as, I quote, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, fraternities and sororities, to eliminate traditional male roles. That was the purpose of this report. Now, there's other recommendations that Ruth Bader Ginsburg sent in 1977 to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, drafting women in the military, assigning them to combat duty, and apply affirmative action. They're doing that since June of last year. Everything she wanted to do, they put together to start the dismantling of the family. Well, the kids are going to focus on, and Boy Scouts is how they're going to do it also. Because they're changing the culture of it. It's not just her. Achenberg. Roberta Achenberg. She was a self-proclaimed lesbian in the Clinton administration in 1993, and she also suggested that part of the problem rested with groups like the Boy Scouts of America. And Roberta Achenberg, who was Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, said, and I quote, "Do we want children learning the values of an organization, that'd be the Boy Scouts, that provides character building exclusively for straight, God-fearing male children?" Unquote. That's what she said. They knew they had to wait till the mindset of the culture could be changed to accept what's coming. Now, she said this, you'll find that quote in Teresa Moore, United Way, OK's Boy Scout policy on gays. More liberal subsidiary will expand nationwide. You'll find that in San Francisco Chronicle, December 17th, 1993. And then Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Based on a report, U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, and her previous court opinions, said that the federal government should lower the age of sexual consent to 12 years old and legalize prostitution. Quote, prostitution as a consensual act between adults is arguably within the zone of privacy protected by recent constitutional decisions, unquote. How much more does people need to see this conspiracy as organized, designed, created by the very people that run our government and the European government, Scandinavian government, African government? Every government on the face of this earth is under the control of the Illuminati. Those that get out of hand, they simply kill them. Actually, that being said, see, sometimes my head runs ahead of my, here we go. I just put things together as I go along. I don't really have a script as I say. Let's see what we're going to do here. They are. They're looking at legalizing prostitution. You ever heard of Sodom and Gomorrah? It's coming. It's heading this way. And as I said before, there was a comment made by one of those interviewed or put in the book of William G. Carr. And he talks about, of course, Henry Ford was a part of this, as most ever all of them were. But William G. Carr had gave this one clergyman the full report of what he'd come up with before he wrote the book Red Fog Over America. And the clergyman made this quote. Now, this is William G. Carr speaking right now. And he brings in the clergyman. And here's what he says. That the most amazing thing about the protocols, as the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, goes back to 1776. This is a plan for the world revolution. No person who studied them can deny that the conspiracy has developed exactly as those who conceived the original plans intended. William G. Carr speaking. One clergyman with whom I discussed this matter remarked, the clergyman says, I quote, "Nothing human could have been so absolutely correct and so perfect in regard to timing and purpose. You have convinced me that the international conspiracy is the conspiracy of Satan." But family, unquote, that doesn't mean we just sit back and do nothing. You continue to fight this through spiritual warfare. But what I was going to tell you is the ways they control the government. For example, they have two ways, and here's where the children come in, about compromising senators, presidents, and so forth, In William G. Carr, it goes back to 1950s, actually 1920s. He has what's called a black book. And the black book is maintained by the governments, intelligence agencies. I'm sure now it's more computerized. But this black book term is the following, and I quote, "A book in which the directors of the international conspiracy kept a record of the private lives of influential people together with a detailed report of their characteristics, their faults, and failings. The information is used to, quote unquote, persuade people into doing the bidding of the conspirators, either because of fear of exposure or for the sake of obtaining more luxury and material rewards." Let that sink in. Now, relative to the children, and we talked about the purposes they use them for, he has another definition. That definition is called nihilist, spelled N-I-H-I-L-I-S-T-S, nihilist, as one of the purposes of these children that are raised up to be adults, is this one purpose. And there's many other purposes, but this is just one of the many. Quote, the definition of nihilist: the executioners used by all conspirators who aspire to control of a world dictatorship. History reveals these assassins are to be found in all classes of society. They try, if possible, to make the murders they commit look like accidents, suicides, or natural death, unquote. This is not a movie. This is real life. Some of the children are raised to be assassins. Some of the children are raised to be human incubators. Other children are raised because they harvest their organs and get rid of the bodies. Child Protective Service offers them those children. You see, family, it is a supernatural war. These humans cannot think all this up. They cannot carry for hundreds and hundreds of years the same agenda throughout. There's no way possible. Not human. Just like that clergyman said, Satan is real. Fallen angels are real. They come masquerading as other entities, aliens or ascended masters or whatever. But these are evil. They're the sons of God of the Old Testament, listed in Genesis 6:4, 6:2 to 6:4. Job 38:7, they are called the sons of God of the Old Testament. And there's no theologian, I don't care who it is, from Harvard, Yale, it don't make one lick of difference, can prove otherwise. And they try to. They try to say that the sons of God of the Old Testament were the sons of Seth, godly men of the Bible. That's impossible. All they're trying to do is cover over the truth about the sons of God of the Old Testament only. They were the fallen angels. They are the ones we're talking about right now, called the hierarchy. Ascended Masters, El Moria, Saint Germain, that's Nasara. Sananda Manuel, the fake Jesus, 66 of them to be exact, are going to show, and it's called the externalization of the hierarchy. Who explains it? Write this down if you want to know. Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, Anne Bessette, Benjamin Cram. Now you see how it all connects together? That's why they want to get you to say for Sananda Manuel, who is calling himself Yeshua, Jeshua, Yahuwah, something another. That's why they're trying to get you all to say that word. They use the excuse, well, there's no J's in the Hebrew language. It doesn't hold water at all. You see, the Hebrews, the first Jews, the 12 tribes, Abraham was the first Jew. Yes, he was. The first Hebrew Israelite, actually. Gave birth, of course, to Ishmael. I'm working on presenting Ishmael in one of my broadcasts in the future. That's a very interesting study. But Isaac, who gave birth, was father of Jacob, who then God decided at that point, the chosen people, the real Hebrew Israelites, not the fake ones they have in Israel today, they're fake. They will be cleaned out when Jesus Christ allows the Antichrist to take them out, and he will. And the real Jews, 144,000, will show up. Anyway, besides that, God tasked the 12 tribes to be the ones to bring God's word to mankind. This is a rabbit trail I'm going down, by the way. Well, the Hebrews failed. Did they not? They were scattered. Yep. So he took that tasking away from them. And he gave it to the Gentiles. Who? Greek. It was written in Greek. Where they had an I for a J. I-E-S-U-S, Jesus. Jesus. And then the Greek fell upon King James later, after the Dark Ages, to bring the Holy Word of God to mankind in the King James Bible, which stands alone. The I became J. See, they don't tell you that when they try to tell you that his name's not Jesus. It's Yeshua. Yeshua. That's the trick they're using. The one named Sananda Manuel is calling himself Yeshua. So when he shows, the false prophet, it's going to turn religion upside down. And the clergyman, the Pope, Billy Graham, all of them will support this. Because all of them are part of Freemasonry, and they're all a part of the Illuminati, and that's a fact. Copeland and a whole delegation of evangelicals met with the Pope recently, not long ago. They're all supporting bringing everybody aboard the Roman Catholic ship. And then what they're going to do is they're going to crash it. And the new religion will be secular humanism. The Catholics won't know what hit them. I'm telling you what's going to happen. Now, I don't have a time frame. I have no idea. But I'll tell you what, you'll know when it happens, though. You need to stay strong with Jesus Christ, no matter what. We have these things to deal with. CPS, we have, you know, the Agenda 21 and all this stuff to keep you all in fear and keep you all scared and worried and listen to the YouTube and YouBoob and all this, that, and the other. And all these articles. Uh-oh, I don't know what's going to happen. Man, don't worry about it. Pray to Jesus. Use the Holy Spirit and fast. Witness to others and be ready for the change. Now, they're talking about a financial reset. And the Christine Lagarde of IMF spoke, and she actually started using occult language. Can you believe that? Numerology in one of her speeches. They're obvious about it. They're letting you know. Well, they're saying and making people think now that July the 20th or July something another is going to be a financial reset worldwide. That would be interesting if it really happened. Yeah, quite a bit interesting. We don't know. But family, whatever it is, God's way ahead of them. Greater is he in you than in the rest of the world. God is creator, family. You stay with him. How can they defeat the creator? Will you be tested? Yes, you will. But depend on the Lord. It's going to come down to that. And those that say, no, we're going to fight. We're going to do this and do that. Well, they're going to do what they're going to do. But they've got it all figured out. Oh, and the revolution thing going on. It's all worked out. When that real Antichrist pops up and they confirm the peace covenant, Daniel 9:27, that's the real first seal. Hadn't happened yet. Then you know a little bit about what's going to happen. But wait until that day. But in the meantime, love Jesus Christ. Witness to him. Witness to your family members starting off. Witness to those closer to you. God will set up divine appointments for you. But once he can trust you, once he knows you're with him, He's going to use you mightily. Satan set up this world as allowed by sin. Joint Chief of Staff and congressmen, it would do them well to understand this, but they don't. The articles here show you how slowly they're pulling us away. Well, about control, for example. Went a long way around it, but you know, the Boy Scouts, I showed you how that was being integrated. Here's another article. Same-sex marriage earns new victories in federal court. See there? That's how they do it. Same thing for euthanasia. Just replace it with euthanasia. Marijuana. To medicate the population. That's what it's all about. Past week, there was two rulings that overturned state prohibitions on same-sex marriage in Indiana and Utah. Both cases could land on Supreme Court's docket very soon. Just like I told you. They take it out of the hands of the state, put it in federal. You have a federal precedent set. Look out, other states. It's coming. That's exactly how they do it. You know, I got two cases right down here I've been put down here that I may put this one out tonight. Start putting the newsletters out again. Utah and Indiana indicated they will appeal to the Supreme Court. And Judge Young's order in Indiana is likely to be stayed until the nation's highest court is able to rule on the matter. And defining what marriage is. Hoo-hoo, heavy rolls are coming. Bill Clinton, of course. States should experiment with marijuana legalization. Medicate. It did with fluoride, now with marijuana. Remember, it used to be about cancer? It's a joke. Now it's like, well, experiment with marijuana legalization. Now you're going to have those e-cigarettes? No, e-marijuana cigarettes. You don't have your own water pipe underneath your chin, man. It's wearing on your neck. Oh, man, these people got this so worked out. Quote, article, police confiscate healthy baby because it was born at home. Home birth? Police came, got it. See, they're exercising their power. These articles go nationwide, sets the presidents, and it influences thousands and thousands of people that read these articles. That's how they do it. They send it viral. Article came out. Man was arrested after his son skipped church. All these ridiculous things, sets the presidents. Elton John says, I quote, who's Elton John? Come on now. He's a singer. Goes back to 70s, 80s. What does he care? Who cares what he thinks? Apparently somebody does. Elton John says, I quote, Jesus would approve of same-sex marriage, unquote. Maybe him and the Pope should get together. What's going on here, family? You see how they're circumventing the truth and using stars, singers, dancers, to fill religious and political agendas. Now y'all understand how that works? Al-Qaeda, breakaway, formally declares Islamic State. ISIS, you know it's funded by the CIA, Mossad, MI5, MI6. ISIS, Ishtar, Nimrod, ISIS. Interesting they name it ISIS, isn't it? Gay pride parade step off across the United States. Another article. Thousands get gay pride in gear in Mexico City. See, they're showing also the despotism of religion, They want you to see how evil the evangelicals are. They want you to see how they live extravagantly. They want you to know that. They want you to see that there's pedophiles in the Roman Catholic Church. They want you to see that Islam is also evil. So they'll have the dialectic. Here you have a report of a Pakistani couple was killed over a love marriage. Now what, let me show what this happens here. And these things happen. That's called fundamentalism. So when you believe in God, you believe in Jesus Christ, and you know that the Bible is against same-sex marriage, it's against all these Ten Commandments and whatever. It tells you what Ten Commandments are. You're being a fundamentalist, just like that Pakistani people that killed that couple. You see how it's connected together? So the New Age movement is about living free, no conviction, no guilt, do what you want to do. Well, now there's a rub there, New Agers. Here's the rub. What you're not thinking about, New Agers, and do as I wilt, is they're going to release the felons on the population. Because you won't have any more prisons, and you won't have a death penalty anymore to fulfill what the Bible says. Man sheds man's blood, man's blood will be shed. Death penalty. For violating a law like murder and whatever else. Same-sex marriage is not allowed in the Bible. God never intended that to happen. And it's our duty to witness to those we care about, families and other humans, that, hey, look, what you're doing, man, sin. You know, you sin too. We've all sinned. I've sinned up the yin-yang. But I witnessed. I mean, I repented of that. Every day it's a struggle. But when you repent and you're convicted, that's a good thing. It's called guilt. And guilt is a good thing because God is letting you know you're going off on the wrong track. But when you eliminate guilt, you're away from God. That guilt, that conviction is love. They got it twisted backwards. Okay, so you see how despotic religion is. That's what the New Age movement propagates, is you're open and free to do what you want to do. And the goal is to eliminate the prisons. Well, here's the rub on that. You got rapists and murderers and so forth will be let out into the population. The New Agers aren't counting on that. They better think twice about what they're putting out, because they are going to release them. They're already releasing and making them police officers. Yeah, buddy. 185,000 of them will be made law enforcement under federal mandate. It's being snuck in now. And a lot of cops don't even know this. I try to stay ahead of the game on my broadcast and try to warn people about it. This is how they think. They have social engineers, psychologists, engineers, science engineers working on promulgating their plan. Every Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, this is what they talk about. Their agenda items. They use the NAACP, ACLU, KKK, Black Panthers, every organization you can think of, NRA, everything. They use these organizations to either slow people down or to set up their agenda for the dialectic. Every single one of them are infiltrated. Jesus Christ is the only answer you got. The only one you can trust. A supernatural realm. Pope Francis, for example, quote, decrees that Christian salvation is only through the Roman Catholic Church. Woo-hoo. Really? See how they do this? Whoa. And then you got Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg now. Man, that woman just don't quit. Her passionate 35-page dissent of Hobby Lobby decision. Boy, I tell you what, Now, we got time coming here. I got to get going. Family, my website is watchmenforjesus.com, and I've got my archives up. I'll have this one up shortly. And I got to start putting more newsletters out. I should start doing it now. We're coming to a pinnacle now. We're coming to a head of something getting ready to happen. If that financial reset goes, look out, Jack. Anyway, visit my website. My Facebook is Watchmen for Jesus. You can get in touch with me there, anywhere you want. Broadcast tomorrow, 4 to 6, part 3. And I cover more detail on the rights of the child tomorrow. How they're sneaking up on us. Tonight went pretty quick, I believe. I was able to get on Blog Talk, I think. What happened to it? I lost it. Oh, nope, there it is. The Devil's Flower, that's right. Pull old trigger. I see it now. Oh, man, it's going to be a ride. I'm going to tell you what. Y'all get ready, family. Y'all get ready. And it's all a good night, and I think my time is going to end here shortly, I do believe. I'm not sure when exactly the music don't start, so it just kind of cuts off. I appreciate y'all coming by tonight and visit my website and my Facebook. Got any comments or questions, feel free to ask me. WatchmenForJesus.com website, WatchmenForJesus on my Facebook. And questions or comments or recommendations, I'm open. Tomorrow, 4 to 6 is my broadcast, and tomorrow night, 7:30 to 9, is my Bible study. Twice one day. So, family, anytime it's going to cut off here, and we'll see you all then next Monday. If not, it may not be next Monday. May not have one. But if not, I'll do my own, maybe. Just keep in touch, and we'll see what happens. But it won't be here on Revelation Radio. It might be, so drop by. We'll know Friday whether or not we'll have one on Revelation Radio. But during the weekend, we'll set something up for Monday either way. Okay, you have a great night. And any second now, it's going to cut off. Any second now. I think it already has. Has it already? Oh, it has. And good night.